Hello and welcome to Talk Chinesey, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan, and I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to learn how to say, it's too much trouble. It's too much trouble. All right, it's too much trouble to learn Chinese. No. All right, hi, we have Jesse.
Hi, Xiaolan.
你好。Is it too much trouble to learn Chinese?
Oh, it's so much trouble.
Oh no, it's the wrong answer.
Yeah, I'm out of here. Next person.
We have to say 麻烦.
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 麻烦. 麻 is hemp.
Hemp?
It is.
Really? Yeah.
The plant is hemp. 麻.
麻.
麻 is the second tone. 麻.
麻.
That's right. And say that the sound has to go up. 麻.
麻.
That's right. Because if you say 麻, that means horse.
Oh, okay.
And if you say ma, that means your mum. So say ma.
Ma.
Ma, second tone. Fan.
Fan, second tone.
Second tone too. And fan, that means bother, annoying.
Right, okay.
Ma fan.
So hemp bother.
Yeah, hemp bother. Ma fan.
Ma fan.
Although the translation we use too much trouble, in Chinese, this is actually a very gentle, subtle, and sometimes quite cute way to say it's a bit annoying, and it's not really too much negative meaning about that.
That's interesting, because I know the English words, if you translate it in a dictionary, they all sound quite heavy to me.
Right.
So troublesome or annoying or frustrating or inconvenient.
Yeah.
If you're really complaining, it's got quite a heavy sound to it.
Yes, so. And also depends on the context and depends on the situation as well.
Yeah.
If you say someone is really in big trouble, you say 大麻烦.
大麻烦.
大麻烦. And when you say 大麻烦, you really know, oh, someone is in deep trouble, as you can imagine in the Hollywood movies and some drug lords trying to hunt you, that type of 大麻烦. But when you say 小麻烦, sometimes we would tease our youngsters and little kid, oh yeah, you're such a 小麻烦. And when you say that, it's like a little, oh, cutie little pie, my sweet pie, that type of 小麻烦. So it doesn't really mean that they are annoying or they are troublesome.
Yeah.
It's just the way you show how intimate your relation is with the person.
So it's a bit like a cheeky monkey.
Yeah, right? Cheeky monkey. Okay. You don't really imagine they are monkeys. So yeah, cheeky monkey. That's a good one. So, 麻烦, it's very useful when you want to ask for help from people. You can say 麻烦你.
麻烦你.
麻烦你, 你 is you. So, can I bother you? And sometimes you don't really bother people, but it's just a nice way to show your courtesy. So, 麻烦你.
麻烦你.
麻烦你, can you print out my script for me? 麻烦你.
麻烦你.
And 麻烦你, can you please pick up the pencil for me on the floor? So things like that can be a tiny, tiny favor.
Sure.
And could be a bit similar to excuse me in English.
Okay. Can you use it for big things too?
Yeah. 麻烦你, can you give me 1 million? 麻烦你了.
That's useful.
Yeah. So 麻烦你了. Just 1 million is fine. Or can I borrow your Ferrari, please? 麻烦你了.
麻烦你了.
Yeah. And sometimes between the colleagues, can you please pick up a sandwich for me? Or you just do me a tiny favor, not even a big one. But we like to be very polite and overly polite in a way to show our gratitude.
And that's part of the culture then? This.
It is. It is. Chinese are very polite people.
Definitely.
Right. Fan is a very useful word. And when we say 好烦, for example, 好 means good. But in this case, we say very. Very what? Fan. That means I'm so annoyed. 好烦.
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 You sound really annoyed.
Yes, I'm really annoyed. 好烦啊.
What have I done?
Yeah, so like anger management. 好烦.
好烦.
好烦. Okay, for example, you got 3 kids now, and they are running around next to you when you really just want to have a quiet time to get on with your work.
I totally understand that.
Yeah, you can say 好烦.
好烦.
You say 好烦. And if you want to say, get out of my way, don't bother me.
Yeah.
不要烦我.
Oh, okay. So these words are dangerous to teach because as a learner, I remember as soon as my teacher taught me 麻烦.
Right.
Everything suddenly, it was 很麻烦. So today these things are 很麻烦.
Everything is 很麻烦.
Everything is 麻烦. 不要烦我.
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 不要, 不要 means don't. 烦, don't bother. 我 is I.
Right.
So in this case, me. So 不要烦我.
不要烦我。
That's right. And then when you say that, make sure you say every single word clearly. That means that you're serious. Don't bother me. You don't really say don't bother me. You said don't bother me. In the same way, 不要烦我。Oh no. Sorry. Okay. 不要烦我。
不要烦我。
不要烦我。And you can say that to your irritating boyfriend. 不要烦我。Go away.
Alright, I'll try as angry as I can then. 不要烦我。
不要烦我。When someone is looking for trouble, we say 找我麻烦。
找我麻烦。
找我麻烦。找 is to search.
Right, okay.
Looking for, yeah. 我 is me.
Yeah.
找我麻烦 is someone is actually looking for trouble against me.
Okay, so say you're trying to annoy me. I say, why are you 找我麻烦?
Exactly, why you 找我麻烦? But if I want to say, okay, I'm looking for trouble against you, then I say 找你麻烦.
Oh, okay.
So one day I can just creep to you and say, Jesse, 我找你麻烦。That means 我, I, look for trouble against you. So be careful. 我找你麻烦。
It's dangerous.
It is.
找你麻烦。
找你麻烦。
It sounds like a threat.
Yeah, a little bit. Okay, so 麻烦。
麻烦。
好烦。
好烦。
好烦 means, oh, I'm irritated. It's annoying.
I gotta sound more annoyed. 好烦。
好烦。And then it's a very useful word when you...For example, you have your best friend and your friend say, hey, what's up, dude? And they say, oh, 好烦. Instead of saying polite way, so yeah, I'm good. They say, oh no, I'm irritated.
Right, that's
好烦. And that's a genuine expression that you are a little bit annoyed or you are troubled with something in your mind. 好烦.
好烦.
麻烦你.
麻烦你.
That means, excuse me, can I trouble you with something?找你麻烦。
找你麻烦。
I'm looking for trouble against you, so be careful. Alright, so thank you, Jesse, and thank you for listening to Talk Chinese, where we teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. We hope you enjoy this episode. Today, we learned how to say, oh, too much trouble, favor, 麻烦. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见。
再见。
麻烦你了。
麻烦你。
100万。